Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
And it's John Cook here with you this evening. The Home Office in the UK has said 39 asylum seekers who moved on to the Bibby Stockholm barge earlier this week are now being taken off after samples from the water system showed levels of Legionella bacteria, the cause of Legionnaires' disease. The development is the latest setback in Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's controversial immigration plan. And to tell us the latest on what's happening, I'm joined by Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor at the Financial Times. Lucy, thank you for joining us on Drive Time this evening. The first asylum seekers we reported only boarding this controversial barge as their new residence to cut down on hotel charges under this plan. But what can you tell us about what's been happening today after just a few days on board?
The few small clutch of
We may be having a problem with Lucy's line there, but that's okay. We will try again in just a moment and see if we can't re-establish that line or get it a little bit better. Coming up before 5 o'clock, we will be talking about table manners, the do's and don'ts of dining etiquette. 51551 if you want to get in touch with us as well on the programme this evening. A listener says, I find eating with someone with bad table etiquette very difficult. Table manners are something you're taught in fourth class in national school. But do we forget it though? And Kat says, I look at people when I'm dining out. It annoys me that they don't follow dining etiquette properly. But then my children were taught it and they don't do what they're taught. They get cross if I correct them too. So you can't win. It's 51551 if you want to talk, to let us know your thoughts about that. We'd love to hear from you and your experiences. We'll see if we can return to London and to the situation on board the Bibby Stockholm barge housing asylum seekers for just a small number of days, as we were saying to Lucy Fisher of the Financial Times. Lucy, what is the situation now?
Well, John, as you report, 35-odd asylum seekers have had to be taken off the Bibby Stockholm barge just days after the first 15 arrived on Monday. It's a great embarrassment for the government after the debacle that housing asylum seekers on barges has been. It's been months and months of delay to get people on the barge amid a series of safety and health concerns, including the fire guidelines around the barge and changes that needed to be made to its infrastructure on that front. So the detection today of Legionella bacteria is the latest red face for ministers.
Now, what do we know about the scare in particular and the health of these people on board this bacteria discovered in the water? Is anyone sick?
The Home Office say that no asylum seekers have shown signs of illness yet, but I'm sure they are monitoring all those who have been onboarded to the barge, not least because, you know, there have been problems with outbreaks in the accommodation given to asylum seekers in the past, including last year at the Manson camp in Kent, where one man died of diphtheria. So I know that the situation will be kept under close monitoring.
Anyone who's seen pictures of this barge, the Bibby Stockholm barge in Dorset, will see it's very large. It looks like a lot of containers or accommodation units piled on top of each other on this barge. How many people can it house, I'm wondering, because you mentioned quite small numbers on it so far.
Yes, you're right to highlight that. It's 506 capacity when it reaches that. But after only 15 came on the first day, the government was forced to clarify that it could be weeks or even months before it reaches capacity of just over 500. And if we step back a moment and put this in context, that itself is only 1% of the 50,000 odd asylum seekers who are currently housed, for the most part, in hotel and hostel accommodation across the UK. So it's only a tiny proportion that would be on a barge once it gets to capacity.
And what does this mean for those plans now, or has that been indicated by the Home Office?
Well, not yet. I mean, they're not sort of resiling today from the idea of housing migrants on vessels. I think there has been this huge political row in the UK about the cost of putting asylum seekers up in hotels. It's costing in excess of £6 million a day. And I think that the government are under a lot of pressure from voters, from the right of the Conservative Party, to be seen to be taking action to sort of reduce that bill and give asylum seekers more basic accommodation. So Robert Jenrick, the immigration minister, has been at pains this week to stress that the Bibby Stockholm provides accommodation that is perfectly decent. That's shown to be not the case today, given the discovery of Legionella bacteria. So I expect the government will want to be able to remove that and get people onboarded again as soon as possible.
And we know it's something our own government here in Ireland has said it is still exploring in terms of accommodation for asylum seekers. Human rights charities very much against the use of these barges as accommodation in the UK. Have they reacted to this latest news today?
Yes, campaigners have expressed huge concern at this, but it's one of a litany of complaints and concerns that charities and activists have had in the lead up to the first asylum seekers being embarked on the barge, and in particular Care for Calais, which has been mounting legal challenges, has been trying to help those asylum seekers who object to being housed on this barge in the first place.
Lucy Fisher, thank you very much for joining me on Drive Time this evening. Lucy Fisher, Whitehall editor at the Financial Times.